Item number 18.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2014 professional services contracts for the Behavioral Health Division. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Okay. Mr. Kubicek, go ahead.
Okay, so before you is a list of a number of contracts that the Behavioral Health Division utilizes for a number of required functions that the department engages in. Specifically, those contracts are with the Medical College of Wisconsin. We utilize the Medical College for our residency program. That residency program is expanding a bit, subject to some of the, one of the items in the 2014 budget, specifically the Southside Access Clinic will be a residency site. In addition, there's a cost of living increase. Roshan's is our pharmacy vendor, our dental services provider, our lab services provider. We utilize the University of Wisconsin for some program evaluation, and then for the medical director services of EMS. The DB requirements are listed in each of the items, Supervisor Mayo. It's all listed. What the percentage of DB participation is for each contract is listed, with the exception of the University of Wisconsin, which is waived because of its university status.
Are they meeting the goals?
Yes, they are. We are essentially happy with all of the provided, all the contracts mentioned, with the exception of Roshan's Pharmacy that is currently being contested. The RFP was awarded to another vendor, and that is currently under appeal.
Okay.
Supervisor Weishan?
Could you just, on the pharmacy, so we're approving, you do a contract for 1 year with them, but there's this appeal process going
correct,
on?
Sir. Yes.
And you expect that appeal process to be satisfied in 2014 and all that?
The timing of it is what's unclear at this point. In my negotiations with Roshan's, there's a 90-day no-fault-out clause. So really what the contract duration is 90 days. We're able to execute a contract termination if the appeal is heard and goes through the process, goes through the final board approval process to be awarded to PharMerica. At that time, we'll execute a 90-day out clause, which will provide us 90 days to transition to the new vendor.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any further comments or questions from committee? Supervisor Mayo.
First, I'm going to approve. Second, it's UW in Milwaukee. Not Matt. You keep saying Wisconsin.
Thank you, Supervisor.
My alma mater. Sorry.
Mine too.
All right. Okay. Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 19.